Welcome.
Dan Levitard, if we're really being honest it's just a giant piece of shit.
To the Big Suey.
Bald Eagles.
A podcast exclusive that none of our bosses asked for.
More sports.
More work. Less pay.
I haven't stopped talking in a month. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Just when you thought the show couldn't be more diluted. Bam.
Last time I listened to this show.
I haven't listened for years.
Now here's the marching band to nowhere.
Am I missing something? What am I missing?
The end of the story.
Fat face.
Chris Fallica.
It's Fallica. He made him a penis.
And the habitual liar.
I didn't ask for any of this.
You asked for all of it.
The Big Suey.
I'm Chris Cody, BSPN.
So if you've been following this strangely fascinating saga around here, a while ago, we had on a guy named Shane Bacalata. He's a rising star, or was at the time a rising star. He's arrived at stardom because he's doing sports radio a little bit differently than we are, and it's come with great success. And he works at KGMT in Scottsdale, Arizona, and his sidekick, Harry the Horse, was also on with us because we're basically just trying to grift off their audience and their ratings shamelessly as, you know, our show dwindles in size and success and theirs rises up. And one of the shocking things among many that Shane Bacalata said about his co-host Harry the Horse is that he had shot his gardener, and Shane Bacalata celebrated him for not pressing charges against his gardener. His gardener, it turns out, is a father of three, Raul Dolso. And what's ended up happening here in congressional candidate Shane Bacalata's town of Scottsdale, Arizona, is there are protests. There are like 500 angry protesters from some local civil rights groups who are really mad about what's happened here as they've grown in popularity. And, you know, this gardener incident seems a little fishy. For example, Daniel Alvarez, he's head of Workers Unite, a non-for-profit organization advocating for the rights of day laborers. They want Harry the Horse fired. They say, quote, and this is coming from Alvarez himself, this clown shoots an unarmed person of color that he hired and then refuses to take a breathalyzer or turn over security cam footage to the police, and we're all supposed to just move on. It's unacceptable. We want justice for Mr. Dolso, who may never again regain the use of his left arm. So Raul is coming on with us here. We appreciate your time. Raul has requested, in the interest of fairness, to read a statement, I guess, because this controversy is mushrooming in Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you, Raul, for being on with us.
Thank you, Dan, for having me. First, let me say thank you, Dan, for having me on your show. This is a difficult situation that has become needlessly complicated, and I want to clear up a few things. Last month, I was hit in the arm and shoulder by bullets while at work at Mr. Harry's house. At the time, I am certain Mr. Harry believed that I was an intruder or even an assassin. My behavior was sneaky, and I'm very thankful to Mr. Harry for not pressing charges on me and also for having such total control of his firearm that he only shot to wound. It takes a great man to show restraint like this when his home is being threatened. I am very thankful, and as it is well known, Mr. Harry is brave enough to kill. He would have made an excellent Tier 1 operator if he had joined the Special Forces instead of becoming the world's greatest sports radio sidekick.
Nice.
He's a great boss, and he's very fair. Women consider him handsome. I only wish he would allow me to pay for the full cost of the big green egg smoker I ruined instead of only half the cost, which is what we both agreed is fair.
Raul, do you really think that's fair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Harry, wait a minute. Harry, is that Harry?
Also, he has never threatened to have me deported because I forgot to order his Larry Fitzgerald chia pet. That is a rumor, and anyone else who repeats it, it is a jabroni. Please put Mr. Harry back on the air.
Raul, these don't seem like
he's suffering without him and his steaks, which are the best in the business.
Last line.
The Lord only gives you what you can handle. Clearly, the Lord was acting through Mr. Harry because he thinks I am so strong that I don't need to use my left arm. I thank Mr. Harry for being God's vessel.
Harry, is that you back there? Harry, Harry.
Hey, Dan. Harry. Dan, how are you, pal? I was just passing by the studio. What a coincidence.
Harry, that sounded like Raul was coerced into reading that.
No, he loved it. I mean, you could ask him, but he just left. So maybe a different, he just had to go.
Raul, no, wait a minute. I wanted to talk to Raul. Is Raul still there? He's not there anymore.
I'm still here.
No. Raul's gone. He's at his daughter's quinceañera. It was his daughter's quinceañera today, and he had to go. But boy, that was a moving speech he gave, wasn't it? I mean, I couldn't believe the beautiful words he came up with himself to say about me. I think we can all agree that a beautiful speech like that will put an end to all this nonsense, and I'll be able to get my job soon.
I don't understand the situation that you're in. I don't understand how you still have your freedom. Never mind how it is you still have your job. What is this, a temporary suspension? Is Raul still there? I'd like to talk to Raul.
He's at his quinceañera. Please respect his cultural differences, Dan.
I could talk.
Raul.
I can understand.
Raul had to go, like I said, but I'm still here, Dan. So why don't we just talk some sports? What do you say? Want to talk sports?
I don't. You must be desperate to talk sports because you've been suspended now. Is that what it is?
I have been suspended. It's Shane sat me down. He explained to me I had to hit the penalty box. You know, I'm a goon. And even though I didn't do anything wrong, I was just protecting home ice. I got to stay in the box a couple days until this all blows over. But I can't do it, Dan. Without talking sports, I'm going crazy. Please, let me just get one takeoff, and then I'll go.
One takeoff, and then you'll be done? You'll be out of our hair?
I'm gone.
All right, good. Go ahead and give it, then.
Lamar Jackson, is this a flash in the pan? What do you think, Dan?
That wasn't really a take. You just sort of asked a question and then threw it back to me.
Well, I think it's all hype, Dan. I said it when he was drafted, and one good season isn't going to make me change my mind. The man is a running back.
I don't think that. Of all the things that you've done wrong, what do you mean he's a running back? He's the MVP of the league.
Yeah, doesn't have. There's some intangible about Lamar Jackson that is just missing. And I don't know. I just don't trust the guy.
What do you mean?
Your thoughts, Dan?
What do you mean you don't trust him? Like, what do you mean? I don't understand what you're saying.
Dan, I don't. Can I be honest with you? I don't know either. Okay. You got to help me. I'm struggling. My life is falling apart. Today should be a great day. It's Wet Wednesdays here at the Dirty Dale. I should be hosting our weekly wet t-shirt contest at Dimitri's House of Souvlaki and Breasts, the Dale's number one Greek themed restaurant. But that's been canceled because of all this BS. And look, I'm no stranger to tough times. You know why they call me Harry the Horse, Dan? You know?
No, I don't, actually.
I'm only the third human on record to contract equine rabies. Got it from a greedy little gelding over at Rialto Park Racetrack that didn't want to share his sugar cubes. Well, I beat the rabies, okay? And you know where that horse is now? In a glue stick somewhere. So I'm tough. I'm resilient. But there's a witch hunt against me, Dan. Football's back. The NBA Finals are happening. We've got LeChoke James going against your boys down there trying to win his fourth title with an asterisk. MJ would never let a pandemic stop him from playing in front of fans. But I can't talk about any of that stuff.
Come on.
I've been taken off the air.
Harry,
I'm being persecuted for my identity as a fun-loving nose tackle who loves shooting the A-gap, knocking back Bruce Garinos, and chatting up hot chicks.
No, you're being persecuted for shooting an employee and for racism and for misogyny and for homophobia.
I'm a changed man, Dan. That's the old me. I recognize the error of my ways. I sincerely apologize to the broads and fairies that I've hurt with my comments. You know, the old me would never do that. I would never apologize. But me now, I've seen the light. Okay, I'm different. Plus, I recently lost $100,000 investing in ConsecoCoin, Jose Canseco's pornography-backed cryptocurrency. So I can't afford to lose my job right now. It just turns out some of the new bosses at KGMT listened to my last appearance on your show. And thanks to your little suggestion, I've been through some serious sensitivity training. Okay, that's right, Dan.
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, I'm trying to tell you how it is. Okay, you want to hear what I went through?
I do, but can you keep out some of, like, if you've learned something, can you show us what you've learned?
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Okay, someone who in the past I might have called a frumpy spinster with hair like Don Mattingly came into the office. To be clear, I am not calling her that now because I have learned it is insensitive to do so. Anyway, she came into the office, you know, and she came to the KGMT locker room. She sat me down and she explained that everything we do at game time that is fun and cool is not allowed anymore. So you'll be happy to hear we are a totally woke and PC workplace just like yours. Happy now, Dan?
No, give me an example. Give me some examples of how you've improved your workplace.
Well, for example, we've changed our hiring practices. What we used to do is ask male interns for a resume and female interns for headshots and a video of them eating a banana. That's over now. Okay? During interviews, I know that I'm not allowed to ask women, "Do you like horseback riding?" And when they start to answer, I'm not allowed to interrupt them and go, "But would you like to ride this horse?" And then wink and raise my eyebrows like a horny cartoon wolf. Not doing any of that stuff, Dan. And I'll be honest, some of this stuff I don't understand. Like, they're making us stop some of the nice things we used to do for our female employees. You know, we used to throw pregnancy parties. Whenever a female coworker would conceive a child, we'd have a really nice retirement party. Smoke cigars, drink brewskis, have all the hot wings you could ever ask for. We'd go all out. We'd get a nice life-size replica piñata of her in a bikini and all take turns beating it with a bat to symbolize the destruction of her hotness by childbirth. And you know what?
Jesus.
That piñata was filled with $5 bills that the pregnant employee was allowed to scoop up and get a nice severance package, sometimes as high as $800 or $900. But I guess we're the bad guys for providing for the women on our team when they're forced to stop working and start raising children, huh? I just don't get it, Dan, but I'm trying to learn. I really am.
Harry, you got to be more sincere. I mean, this whole thing doesn't feel like sincerity from where we started with Raul. Like, you got to do some stuff in the community. You got to do things that make for meaningful change.
Okay. We're doing that stuff. You know, there's lots of different things we're doing. We canceled. It's not just, I'm not trying to seem cynical here, Dan. It's not just the groups that are mad at me. You know, we've canceled a very popular event called Gonzo Mania. Every November 4th to commemorate the D-backs World Series win, we have Luis Gonzalez recreate his Game 7 clinching at bat using an intern's nuts instead of a baseball. You know, at game time, this was a position of honor. The interns compete in a dog food eating contest just to have the opportunity to get their beanbag blasted by Gonzo. We've eliminated this beautiful tradition because it's hazing. Okay? And I got other ideas. We're going to help people out. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as you know. And it's second only to erectile dysfunction. It's one of the diseases I hate the most. Unlike ED, there's no simple cure. You know, with ED, you could go to harry-tonic_legal.ru.
Don't do that.
I'm not. You know what? I'm not. I won't. I'm sorry.
I don't feel like you're sorry about much of anything. It doesn't seem to me like...
Okay, well, maybe it's just my trademark radio panache. Maybe you got to cut through some of the bravado and listen to the words, Dan. For example, this October, for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're trying to help women out, okay? That's why we're starting Dr. Harry's Go For Two initiative. We're partnering with Dr. Giovanni Bellissimo, the Dirty Dale's number one luxury unlicensed plastic surgeon, to provide mastectomies free of charge for anyone suffering from breast cancer, provided the patient agrees to get implants that are double D's or larger. Sure, we could just cure the cancer, kick the field goal, and get 1 point. But why don't we cure cancer and give a woman huge jugs in the process? Harry. That's a successful 2-point conversion in my book. And more points on the board is better for the whole team.
Harry, yeah, these are some of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
Well, what about, hold on, there's education. You know, the children are our future, Dan. And that's why I want to host the first annual Game Time Gives Back Games, which would be kind of our own unsanctioned Special Olympics, where we focus on the events they leave out of the games, like jousting and bare knuckle boxing. Winner of each match gets $1,000 for their school. Is that a bad idea, Dan?
Harry, you just sound like a horrible person. That's all.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Dan. I'm really losing it, man. Okay, I'm under a lot of stress. It's not just the job. Now that my name's all over the paper, some cold case cop trying to make a name for himself, reopened the investigation into my second wife Desiree's mysterious death. And because technically I was the last person to speak to her alive, I've been getting questioned nonstop, had to hire a lawyer and everything. And this is just Bush League stuff, Dan. I mean, come on, you don't swing on a 3-0 pitch when you're up big, and you don't reopen the investigation into a man's wife's death when he's been suspended from his radio show. Show some class. Act like you've been there before. And look, the thing is, I had an airtight alibi, Dan, okay? What's he doing questioning me? Our streets are filled with lawless rioters, and I'm getting hassled over a personal tragedy? I got an alibi. After serving as a celebrity judge for the Scottsdale's Best Ribs competition, I was headed to meet Desiree on our boat, the SS Jake Plummer. However, I overdosed on heartburn medicine and passed out on the dock. When I came to a few hours later, she was nowhere to be found.
Harry, I don't think that alibi is airtight. I'm getting some information here from Mike Ryan, my producer. He's saying that TMZ, Mike, what is this? TMZ has gotten its hands on a voicemail the prosecution is using. What is this thing you're trying to tell me about? Excuse me, Harry. I'm sorry. It's not normal that news comes in while we're talking.
No worries. We don't even have to go in. I think we can skip this. We don't have to talk about this.
Oh, I think we have to air this. This comes courtesy of TMZ. Apologies for the quality of the audio, but this is pretty incriminating, Harry.
What?
Well, hold on a second.
We shouldn't play this. This is bad quality radio. You don't want this.
Well, it does.
People are listening on high quality speakers. You're going to blow them out. We should just talk about something else.
The audio's not good on this?
No, but you can tell it's definitely Harry.
You've embarrassed me in front of Dan Marley for the last time. I should throw you out the boat. And no, I'm not joking. I don't like Havasu. I'm Harry the fucking horse. I'm a god in the Dale. No jury here would ever convict me.
You can't even hear that. That seems inconclusive, but Jesus. What are we talking about old voicemails for? We got the Heat in the finals.
Jesus.
You guys have to be thrilled for a chance of revenge over that prima donna, James.
Mike.
Show him how a real organization handles its business, huh, guys?
Mike, what was that? What was that? Are you kidding me? That was a cell phone that was smashed with a hammer, I'm reading on TMZ, that was covered in barbecue sauce. You got fragments of a phone's hard drive put together to reveal that basically this guy is a murderer.
What? You can't trust TMZ.
Harry, you self-identify at the end of it.
I don't think that's... Are you guys worried about your offense going into the finals? I mean, Jimmy, for all his early heroics, he's had some off-scoring nights, okay? And sure, Bam had 30 and 15 over Tice in Game 6, but you got to think Anthony Davis is going to be more trouble, right?
Where's Raul? I was supposed to be speaking to Raul. How has this gotten here? Where is Raul? Mike, get him out of here. We're talking to a murderer.
Fine. I'll go.
Where's Raul? Okay? I was supposed to be talking to Raul.
Dan, I'll go. All I ask...
I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Raul's here. You know what? You're right. He deserves a chance.
I came back.
He's back. He deserves a chance to read from the heart. I'll admit, I may have helped guide some of his statement, but... Okay, here, you want to talk to Raul? Here's Raul.
Yes, thank you, Raul, please. Good Lord, man, that's horrifying, Mike. All of this is horrifying.
Raul, it didn't sound like your words. It sounded like Harry, he just admitted that he made you say some stuff.
Well, my English is not very good, so I say things he helped me translate. For example, I have more things to say.
Okay, you have more... So he's just translating for you? You have
No. I ask some questions when I don't know the words.
Okay, so you've got something else you want to say?
Yes. I would like to say that the shooting and losing my arm has gotten me really down. And when life gets you down, one of the first places we feel it is in the bedroom. That's where Harry Stallion Tonic comes in.
Raul!
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Raul, come on, Raul.
Please, let me speak, please.
Raul!
Because I need to say that the loser politicians in government are too scared to approve because of how potent and safe they are. Harry Stallion Tonic is guaranteed to have your boner as powerful as an Amer Studemer slam dunk.
Raul!
So go to Harry-Tonic legal.ru and use promo code LEVATAR for 20%.
Raul, get out of here!
Please, I want to stay in this country. Please, let me finish. Of your first order and you will be a bucking bronco in bed in no time.
Get out of here!
Remember, if you ever eat the dirty Daily Aria, 12:50 a.m. game time.
Harry, you're done in this business.
Sports.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.